Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Stan Getz, A Life in Jazz by Donald L. Magen. This book is read by Patrick Cullen. Foreword. Nature provided Stan Getz with abundant talents for music, perfect pitch, an uncanny feel for rhythmic nuance, great sight-reading skills, and a photographic memory. These attributes, however, were not what made him a great artist. The essence of his art was the ability to create fresh and beautiful melodies, to improvise. He was a giant of instantaneous composition. He spoke of improvisation as a way of conversing. It's like a language. You learn the alphabet, which are the scales. You learn sentences, which are the chords. And then you talk extemporaneously with the horn. It's a wonderful thing to speak extemporaneously, which is something I've never gotten the hang of. But musically, I love to talk just off the top of my head. And that's what jazz music is all about. He made his conversations with his listeners particularly moving because he added to his gift for melody a mastery of a wide range of sound, whispers, cries, shouts, purrs, wails. And he always projected his notes with a personal timbre, a poignant ache that penetrated to the listener's marrow. Of the careers of jazz greats who came to prominence in the decade following World War II, Stan's most closely resembles, in shape and longevity, that of Sonny Rollins. These two were not innovators like Ornette Coleman, John Coltrane, or Miles Davis.